Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our reading from Genesis this morning, we hear from the story of Abraham and his visitors. There he is by the oaks of Mamre in the heat of the day when he looks up and sees his three strangers standing near him. And he jumps up and he begins to call to them, "My Lord, if you find favor with me, let me be hospitable to you." And so he goes and he gets water and he has the servants prepare everything. And they create a feast and some bread. And then he hastens in to tell Sarah, tells her to get everything ready to go. The cakes, gets the servant to bring the calf. And there's a feast. It's a really powerful story because, of course, what it sets up is the promise for Abraham and for Sarah to be the parents of a nation. And it begins with unlooked-for hospitality. Now, I grew up in a house that was full of hospitality. In fact, one of my most vivid memories as a young person was how often we would have to get ready for the party at the Lilly House. And my parents would send us out to do things like my least favorite job in the whole world, which was pulling the grass around the pool. So we had these rocks all around the pool where we lived, and the grass would grow up, and they would send us out in the heat of the Arizona day and say, "Well, you need to pull the weeds. You need to pull the grass." And I remember as I pulled that grass, I would think to myself, why would anyone care that there was grass around the pool? And yet that seemed incredibly important to my parents. And we cleaned the bathrooms and we washed everything out on the what would have been the lanai. And we would get ready for these guests to come. And in they would come. And there would be the bar set up and food everywhere. And of course, the poker table set up over on the side. And on they would come. And as they came in, my three brothers and I would be sent away. Our job was to get ready for the party, not to receive it. Not to participate. We were raised getting ready for others to come, to celebrate, and to enjoy. Now, of course, being teenagers, we found our way into the party one way or another. But there was something about that experience of hospitality, of putting others before ourselves, that shaped who I became as a human being. I think the story in Genesis is one of the ways that we get shaped as a church. Now, of course, we know that Abraham and Sarah will indeed receive a blessing, but they don't know that when they receive the strangers. They don't even know who the strangers are. They come in and the feast is prepared and everything is made ready, and only later do they receive the blessing. When I think about hospitality within the church and discipleship within the church, I think of this story. So often we talk about being welcoming to all, but so often our way of being hospitable is to hope that when the stranger comes, they will conform to our way of being. I mean, think about it. When you look for a church, when you look for a community to be a part of, you look for a community that fits you, where you feel comfortable. But God's hospitality is kind of an odd duck. You know, in this story, what we hear is God's welcome to the stranger. Abraham and Sarah don't ask the strangers to conform to who they are, but in fact, they themselves become a bit uncomfortable in serving those who come to them. And maybe sometimes hospitality is a little bit uncomfortable. Honestly, I doubt that any one of my parents' guests ever noted or noticed that there was no grass around the pool. I doubt in the end that they ever cared. But I learned something. I learned something about the fact that it wasn't about my comfort. It was about giving myself over for the stranger. That's a lesson we all can learn within the church. A friend of mine, in discussing this text, said, you know, I wonder if we understand that really it is in our discomfort that we truly experience what it means to be hospitable. To practice God's hospitality is to become uncomfortable. In Romans, Paul will kind of remind us that we will never get it all right. We're justified by faith, and we have peace from God through that. But Paul is really clear that sometimes in being received in faith and receiving in faith, things are not comfortable. For while we were still weak, Paul writes, at the right time, God died for us. God practices the deepest hospitality of all by receiving us in love. Imagine what it would look like if we could open ourselves up in the same sort of way. To receive and to love people who are not comfortable, or that we're not comfortable with, that don't quite fit who we are or how we understand things. Imagine for a moment if we could open our hearts and be still with that little bit of discomfort that rises in us, but still be able to give the hospitality of Christ. I think of the disciples in the story in Matthew in the 9th chapter when Jesus goes into the cities and is proclaiming the good news. And he has compassion on everyone. And at the end of that story, or toward the end of that story, Jesus chooses the 12 disciples. Put yourself in their place. He sends them out in discomfort. Go and proclaim the good news that the dominion of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with leprosy, cast out demons. Go on without payment. Take no gold or silver, no bag, no tunics, no sandals, no nothing. Just go. Later in the gospel lesson, he says, see, I am sending you out like sheep into wolves. Put yourself in the disciples' place. Jesus, in fact, defines what it means to be uncomfortable. And yet he sends them and us out. Because you see, Christ is inviting all of God's people to the celebration of love and life and light. There will be discomfort in our being hospitality and our sharing that grace and that welcome with every person, whether they are white or black or gay or straight, transgendered, whether they are poor or wealthy, lost or found. All are invited to the feast where Sarah has made cakes and the servants have laid in the feast of the fatted calf, where God has said to us, you are part of my love and my world. But to get there, it means that we will have to begin to set aside our own prejudices, maybe even our own preferences, and pay attention to our neighbor, to our neighborhood, and to the world in a new and powerful way. For we now are Christ's disciples, being sent into the world and to the world for the sake of Christ. And in our discomfort, we are being called to be hospitality in this new and strange time. How fun could that be? Amen.